Hi, this is Devorah Harrell with Healing from the Holy Land. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing the truth about the gallbladder. Now, gallbladder is something that we hear a lot about in the healing world. A lot of people coming in with gallbladder issues, gallstones, post-surgery after removing the gallbladder, and anger, issues of anger. And I just, because it's been such a big issue and it crops up every once in a while in clusters where a whole bunch of people will come to me or I'll hear discussions in different groups about gallbladder symptoms and issues coming up. So I wanted to take the time to address this now. And some interesting information is going to come up in the next 20 minutes. So people who are familiar with the holistic matrix of healing know that organs in the body don't just represent their physical responsibility in the body, right? So the gallbladder creates bile that helps with digestion, but they also represent an emotional aspect of the body. And so if we look at it from, let's say, the Chinese medicine view, so there's a gallbladder meridian that runs down, for the most part, the side of the body, starting at the side of the head and moving down the neck to the shoulder and down the side of the body on either side. And along those points, it meets up with lots of different things, but its main energy is anger. The energy that we meet up with the gallbladder is anger. Now, anger's pair, every organ has its pair in the body. So gallbladder's pair is the liver. So liver is resentment, anger is, and gallbladder is anger. And the way I describe the difference between the two is that the liver is a more long-term, sedate kind of anger. It's like a lower burn of that resentment, that grudge holding over time, things that are held and built up over time, as opposed to the gallbladder, which is that hot flame. It's that, you know, I don't know, the analogy I'll use often is for anyone who's seen Frozen 2, it's that fire lizard. Right, so the four elements are represented very beautifully in Frozen 2, and the lizard represents the fire. And you see that when he's calm, he's cool and, you know, just happy and running around. And when he's angry, when he's lit up, he's setting things on fire. And the angrier he is, the more the fire spreads. So that's anger moving around in our body. Anger wants to be, as all emotions, wants to be expressed. Emotions are energy in motion, and they're not meant to just sit in a restricted place or be shoved into a corner or held back, held down, pushed aside. And when anger is not expressed, it's not given place to rise up to be seen, heard, and felt so that it can be processed and released, then it's either being shoved into a corner, which requires a lot of energy. Think about keeping that lizard shoved into that corner of a body somewhere, trying to hold it down. It's going to take a lot of energy to try to keep that lizard in place. Or the energy is going to be running around the body with no outlet. So it can be wreaking havoc on joints by causing something like rheumatoid arthritis, by causing the symptoms. It can be showing up as gallstones, acute gallbladder attack, because that energy is just not being able to leave the gallbladder. It can show up as various hot, painful conditions, as opposed to the liver, which we'll see coming up in inflammatory responses like allergies, rashes, stuff like that. That's more from in a more localized, I can't think of the word right now, basically inflammation, local redness, swelling, heat, itchiness. Whereas the gallbladder will be a more acute fire pain. Okay, what happens when someone has an acute gallbladder? What happens when someone has these issues of anger that are not being recognized or released in the body? So the gallbladder, well, again, they'll have symptoms, often in the gallbladder itself, acute gallbladder attacks, which are extremely painful. And what happens if someone goes to conventional medicine, the conventional medicine route? They will try to, you know, likely if it's not so full blown yet, they'll be treated with antibiotics to try to calm the inflammation and the infection in the gallbladder and the inflammation, I should say. And if that doesn't work, then they remove the gallbladder, surgery. And as I say that in such a, you know, surgery, talk to people who've gone through that surgery. You know, it's something that needs to be recovered from. And if you talk to people on the emotional level afterwards, they will feel that the discomfort that they had has simply shifted somewhere else. What we see is you can take out the organ, but that doesn't heal the problem. It's just a Band-Aid, and it's not a very good one. Because now you have all that bile running around the body with no home. So it either will find a new home or it'll run around the body. So what would happen if someone came to a holistic practitioner with an acute or painful gallbladder or other signs and symptoms showing repressed fear in the body? And other symptoms can be, you know, outbursts of anger in inappropriate places, like you know, instead of getting angry at the person that the person's really angry at, they'll, because it's hard for them, because it feels inappropriate for them, because it feels like something they don't want to even recognize or touch upon. So instead, the anger will come out at a kid who throws a candy wrapper on the floor. And, you know, or at a teacher, you know, at some teacher conference, and the teacher will say just the wrong thing about that, and then, whoa, the parent will explode. That's an emotional symptom. A physical symptom can, again, be just a feeling of yuckiness, nausea, feeling unwell, especially when lying down if the gallbladder has been removed. Just people will say they just don't feel good. There's this, like, restlessness. So what are we looking at? The gallbladder has been removed, let's say, or hasn't. So in holistic healing, what are we going to do? The person comes in with that acute gallbladder and or those other gallbladder symptoms. And we're going to look at where anger has not yet been expressed, that's been held on to. Sometimes it can be held on to for a couple of weeks or months. And sometimes we're talking about years, if not decades, that people have been holding on to this anger. So what happens? We help identify the source of the anger. Sometimes it'll come up for people very clearly, and sometimes it's something that people have worked so hard to repress that it can take some patience and gentleness, compassion for the person, for themselves, to recognize that there's this place that is seeking to be healed and a place that is seeking that compassion, so that, you know, this inner child or inner adult from previous year is looking to release this and to see this part of us from that place and time, and give it its space where then it wasn't given the space to validate its feelings, to validate his or her feelings, to recognize that indeed they were going through something very difficult. Anger rises up from disempowerment, from places where people's being are not respected. And sometimes recognizing that that happened can be very difficult. So it's not just finding the source of the anger. It's recognizing that whatever that source was is probably a very sensitive issue and can be difficult for this person to touch, especially if they've been denying it, keeping it repressed in their bodies for a long time. So we very gently go into that space. And again, if this comes up for someone, it's coming up because they are ready for it. It wouldn't come up for them to heal if they weren't ready for it. There's nothing that can be done in a proper holistic healing session that is prying beyond the space that the person is already ready to go. When we're working in a true, honest, authentic, holistic healing session, we are working within, it's the client leading the healing. And so it's only what they're ever able to go into, and never something that's invasive, that's digging under layers that they're really not ready for. That's something that should be avoided at all costs, because that can really incur bring on a very difficult healing crisis. So with compassion, we uncover the reason, the cause for the anger. And if someone is really keeping it in a place of denial, that's fine. They don't need to pry anything open by force, as long as they recognize that there is a source of the anger and that they're ready to clear it. That can be enough. And then we work on clearing that anger. And there are different techniques that I apply during a healing session. It can be verbal. It can be, that the person can speak it out. I can recommend them writing it out. They can send it out via their gallbladder meridian. I can guide them through a guided imagery for that. We can call the person that they're angry at into the session on a soul level and conduct the healing between the two souls to release that anger. There are very many different ways that we do that, but I wanted to share one story that I think really, really reflects what goes on in the body when someone's holding anger. So I am working with this client right now, and she comes from a background of trauma in her childhood, ongoing trauma that wasn't just the trauma itself, that again, like I said, was ongoing. It was also the traumatic environment that it created in the home, of instability, of being in fight and flight, worrying when the next outburst might come, living with that fear and that feeling of, you know, people who are supposed to protect us, who instead are harming and hurting. And so in the place of, you know, they're not being a protector, that child becoming their own protector, there's a lot of different things that are going on here. So in a situation like that, with a traumatic childhood where abuse is involved, and no apparent protector on the scene. So to make it even, you know, to add another layer, to make it a bit more complicated, there was never any space for validation. And not just was there not space for validation, but there was also voices saying, it wasn't so bad. You know, why can't you just get over it? You know, didn't happen so much. Like, as if the person's making a big deal. So now not only do they have these repressed emotions that they didn't have a way to express when they were a child, but now as an adult, they also feel like there's no validation for what they felt, and they're wrong. And so all these feelings that they're having naturally, organically, they're now being told, shove them aside. You're wrong for having these feelings. So these emotions that want to be expressed, that are coming up in different ways, and this person has the awareness about what happened, she's being told, no, you know, let's not go there. So when this client approached me, she was, she's 4 years after the beginning of a physical healing crisis, which is when someone enters into a space where they have done enough work, they've come into a great enough awareness on the soul level to recognize that there's something unhealthy going on, and they've cleared some of that on the soul level, and now the body is trying to upshift. The body recognizes that it just can't hold on to all the repressed emotions, and stuff starts trying to clear by force. So she went through a series of different illnesses and infections and difficult points in her body, and then came to me with not just these physical symptoms, but high anxiety that there's something really physically wrong with her, even though she's gone to doctors multiple times and gotten checked out multiple times. She still has this feeling that there's something really bad going on. After a few sessions together, she would say that before the sessions would start, she would lie down, or approaching the time of the session, she would start feeling really unwell. But especially when she would lie down, and not just when we were starting sessions, but also in general when she lies down. And in a previous healing session, it had come up, was one of the main reasons that brought her to come to seek healing session with me, was that she had something difficult happened 6 months ago, and since then she hasn't had her period. And that really bothered her, and she really just wanted to have her natural cycle back, her natural rhythm. And it came up very early on that her uterus spoke very, very clearly during an intuitive healing session that it was going to go back to its full function, and happy to go back to its full function, as soon as the body was clear of whatever was going on. The body was obviously in crisis and dealing with some difficult emotions that were swirling around the body, and the body was tense and anxious. And while the body was in that state, the uterus was maintaining a holding pattern. And as when the body resumed its clear, its calm, healthy state, then and achieves a calm, healthy state, then the uterus would go back to full function. So after a few sessions, she came to me, and it came up right away that as soon as she lay down, she wasn't feeling well, and I asked her to describe what was going on in her body. And it came up, this image came up for me, that when she's standing, so the space where the gallbladder was removed, because she kept also mentioning that a lot of the symptoms that were happening before, during, and after her gallbladder surgery and that acute time with her gallbladder were coming up, like she was feeling those symptoms again. Okay, so I got clued into something going on with that anger or whatever triggered that gallbladder, that acute gallbladder, and the feelings that haven't yet been dealt with. And so it came up as this image that while she's walking around and going about her day and focused and directed, so the area where the gallbladder was removed, there's like this very shallow bowl holding the bile that is meant to be held within the gallbladder. And as soon as she lies down, that bowl spills over because it's a shallow bowl. She lies down and now the bile just dissipates, you know, it's sent out throughout the body. And so I said, we're going to go over the 20 minutes on this one. So then it made her body feel yucky. She felt nauseous. She felt different symptoms. And so what we did was recognize again, intuitively it came up for me that 20% of the bile that was running around her body is positive, healthy bile that's meant to be held in the body for the function that the gallbladder serves. So we created a bubble, a strong boundaried bubble, stuck it to the liver where it's meant to be held in place there between the liver and the rib cage. We put this bubble as a pseudo gallbladder and allowed the 20% that's healthy and appropriate bile to be in the body, that's wanted in the body, that's positive for the body, to be held in this bubble. And the other 80% was still moving around her body. I directed her through guided imagery. This is a woman who's very in touch with herself. And I directed her through guided imagery. I explained to her that she didn't need to even know this, picture this, you know the map, that her body and its inner physician knows exactly what I'm talking about, to just follow my voice, that the gallbladder meridian lines that run down the right and left sides of her body, and I told her approximately, you know, where that is, that there are different portals and that she can see the energy that's moving around her body go in. And I asked her to also describe what color it is and to just see it going in to the portals and moving down the gallbladder meridian line to the last point that's by the fourth toe, the lateral side of the fourth toe. And we did this over a couple of minutes while I was also working on her body. And I can feel her body in this state of shifting that energy, allowing those emotions, allowing that bile, allowing that anger and whatever that was comprised of, moving into these ports in the gallbladder meridian lines and moving down and then releasing through the side of the fourth toe by the side of the nail, next to the nail bed, and going into the ground to be recycled to positive energy for future growth in this world. And it took a few minutes, and we eventually got to zero, and all of that was moving around her body passed out, and I could feel her body extremely calm and a lot of expansion going on, and I was moved to check out different areas of her body where all of a sudden I was feeling this large expansion, because now there was more space in her body for, I call it blue skies, more space in her body, all that space that was taken up by all this bile moving around and all the symptoms that were coming up. Now there were blue skies. Now she had more space for love and health and that air and that beauty and all the things that are positive for the body. And it was really a beautiful experience. And a few minutes later, I asked her how she's doing. And she said, "Devora, I feel joyful in my body for the first time in years." And we both had tears in our eyes. She had had such a hard time feeling at peace within her own skin, within her own body, because of all the difficult emotions that were moving around. And trying to be released, wanting release. And that's what nudged her to get this healing. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment. To punctuate this even further, she messaged me the next day, letting me know that she had had some bleeding, that she felt like her period had come back. Her body felt that relaxation, recognized that those difficult emotions had been that were causing difficulty in the body. Not the difficult emotions, but these heavy emotions, right, that wanted to be released. And in the meantime, were creating a place of stress and tension and anxiety in her body and physical symptoms as well. So now that was cleared and the uterus did what it said. And when it felt like the body was relaxed, felt like it could go back to function. Now that is an epiphanic story in my mind. I see like golden light. I see like just so much beauty in that story, because it represents so clearly what holistic healers around the world, empaths, intuitive healers around the world are saying, and that is that emotions are not meant to be repressed in our body. And when they do, they can cause so much difficulty and crisis for the client. They can cause chronic exhaustion for all the energy that it takes to keep that stuff repressed. It can create physical symptoms from having those heavy energies that are seeking to be released. These energies want to be released. They don't want to be held in the body. The body wants flow. The body wants alignment. And when these energies are in the body, grief is like a weight. Fire just takes so much energy from the body and weighs the body down from trying to just figure out how to contain the fire without it creating a wildfire inside the body. Jealousy just rises up and creates like this jealousy, anxiety, like jealousy is more like rising up and flowing out and like creating this very dissonant energy. Anxiety is just energy like exuding from the body all over, but especially from the heart space. These are all very, very difficult emotions to hold on to and to experience in the body without giving them a point of release, without, again, seeing, feeling, hearing, so that they can be processed and released. So I just want to get this message across so strongly that this is healing when the body screams, when the body eventually, when you hear it screaming, eventually you'll also hear it when it even whispers, the more attuned you get to your body. When the body is telling you something's going on here, why is my body screaming? Why is this hurting? Why am I having these symptoms? Please listen. And whatever emotions are coming up, however yucky it feels to try to uncover, to break that shell, to look inside and see where those emotions are coming from, trust me, once you clear it and you have to look at that pus, you have to look at that, you know, achiness. Yes, it's not a comfortable situation, but then you're clear. Then you've cleared out the wound and you can heal. If you hold on to it, you're holding all that pus inside. And once you've gone through this once and you've seen all that comes out, it kind of gives you a good incentive to keep doing the work, as difficult as it can be. And yes, it does require bravery, but again, if it comes up for you, you have it. But once you go through it once and you see all the yuck coming out, you're like, oh, I don't want to hold any more of this in my body. And then you're more inspired to clear more yuck. Because once it's out of your body feels the difference. And then anytime something comes up, right away you're going to be on it. You're not going to let it sit for even a day, a week, a month. You're not going to let it sit. You're going to take care of it right away, even if it means you're waiting a week until you right away got on the phone with your holistic healer and you're going to have a session, and the first availability they have is in a week. You know that you've already set the path in motion. You tell your body, body, I got you. I'm not letting you scream for no reason. I hear you. We are going to take care of this in a week. In the meantime, we're going to go for a walk, a run. We're going to meditate. We're going to take essences. We're going to do things to calm ourselves, to make ourselves feel good. While we're waiting for this healing session, because I got you. Your body wants to hear those words. I got you. I see you. I'm giving you space. Let's journal in the meantime, etc. I also just want to add that healing session that I described that I had with that woman was all done virtually. If that makes your jaw drop and be like, what? How'd that happen? 95% of my clients right now are virtual, and this healing happens virtually because anyway, most of my sessions with clients are via intention touch, because by touching a body with my hands, I am interfacing with what the first 1 to 2 centimeters of their body. Anyway, I'm intentioning touch. If I'm touching the liver, the gallbladder, if I'm working with the lungs, if I'm working with muscle, with fascia that's deeper than just, you know, that first centimeter in the skin, nerves, blood vessels, you know, all this work, most of this work is anyway happening through intention touch. And that can be accessed actually easier when I'm working with people intuitively. We get straight to it instead of interfacing through the body. Obviously, one-on-one work also has its upsides, but I would say that intuitive healing work done virtually for me is actually more powerful for the client. I see that what happens in the sessions is just so poignant. And I mean, again, these breakthroughs can happen in one session as well, in in-person sessions, but I really feel like we hit more facets when I'm working with people virtually. So I just wanted to put that in there also for people who are like, what? How does that work? Anyway, with any questions, feel free to reach me at healingfromtheholyland@gmail.com or check out my website at beitroga.com, BEITROGA. I'd be happy to hear from you, and happy healing. Let it be a blessed day. Bye.